Rick, obviously, second-line chemistry has been an ongoing storyline. Still early, but you must like what you're seeing from that trio.
Yeah, it's been good, obviously. Sean and Tyler have hit, and Nick gives that line a lot of speed. So that's what we're looking for, and we just hope it can continue like that.
When you see plays like Tyler makes that backhand between the legs pass, and he said that they had actually just talked about that before, like that's the kind of play that I wouldn't imagine comes easy, and he's just joined the lineup and they're already connecting like that.
He's got an offensive IQ. He sees the ice really well. He's really good with the puck. He's patient with the puck. He knows where to put it. So yeah.
Right. I know you guys came out with the lead after the first, but probably a lot that you wanted to clean up.
We didn't like the first.
Yeah.
We weren't fooled by the score. We knew we had to tighten it up. It was loose. We were giving them too many chances off the rush, but so we addressed that, and we did. So we weren't fooled by the score. So
yeah,
we knew we had to play better. So
that's when we're Helly probably, keeps you in the lead,
he
right?
He had to make too many saves that he shouldn't have had to make. It was just once we got that early goal, that lead, and listen, we knew they were going to come at us. Having lost to them twice, 5-0 in Winnipeg, and they played really well last night, so we knew they were going to come. They made a push. We made it a little easy for them, but we got it straightened out after that. So, and we got, Tyler gets his 30th goal, and Scott Arneal is another grandfather again, had a grandson today, so it was a good day for the Jets family.
That is a good day for sure. Logan Stanley gets his first goal of the year, a nice screen by David in front there. Nate scores the other day when he comes in the lineup. It's obviously you want to see guys play well when they come in, make contributions. Everyone feels part of it, right?
Yeah. And we want goals from our D, so it's nice to see them going in. And Mel scored a big one. They're good for Logan. He's worked very hard. Listen, he didn't play a lot early. He never complained. He's been a real good pro about it, real good teammate, and it's nice to see him get rewarded with a goal. He's played very well for us. Colin came in and played well for us. Sandberg played well for us. So, but the big test is Tuesday night.
Juan, I was going to say, to take nothing away from the two teams that you just beat handily, obviously the weight class goes up a little bit here starting Tuesday, right?
We're playing one of, if not the top team in the league right now, it's the Rangers, so we know what we haven't played as well against the top teams lately as we can, as we're capable, so it'll be a good test for us.
So maybe another good takeaway tonight, Rick, that because you got the big lead, like you could manage the minutes a little more in the third with a big road trip here?
Yeah, we rolled the four lines pretty much right after the second period. We got a 2-3-0 lead. We rolled the four lines. So a lot of hockey coming up. So we were able to rest balance the ice.
Thanks.
Thank you, guys.